Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It was quite the chaotic day when it comes to the NHL trade deadline. You got the Rangers making moves. They take care of Chris Kreider. They have some unforeseen circumstance with a terrible car accident they got to deal with. Islanders busy as well. So to break it all down, Mr. Hockey himself, he's one of the all-time greats. It's great to have him back on the show. Brian Compton, check him out, NHL.com. B-Comp, how are you, bro?
I'm doing great, JJ, and congrats to you on all your success over there. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Well, listen, I don't know what to tell you, my man. I mean, I'm blushing, for goodness sakes. I mean, you're trying to make me feel good, Brian. What can I tell you? I really do appreciate the kind words. And listen, I love what you do. You're as good as it gets on this stuff, so I figure we bring you on and talk about all this moving and shaking. Let's start with Kreider. I came on the air 24 hours ago, and I got to be honest, Brian, from what I was reading, it sure seemed like the Rangers were moving in a direction of saying goodbye to Chris Kreider. That obviously was going to be something that would have ticked off a lot of the fan base. How surprised were you when you got word the Rangers reached an extension?
More surprised than I should have been, to be honest. I mean, I was talking to our friend Lori last night, JJ, and I thought for sure that he was gone. I mean, as every minute passes, as we get to the deadline, you think that he's gone. And I should have known better, that the Rangers are always going to find a way to figure stuff out, just like they did with Panarin last summer. Chris is a homegrown guy. As long as he stays healthy here down the stretch, he's going to score 30 goals for the first time in his career. They needed him as long as this rebuild continues to grow. I think he's a huge piece for them moving forward. And he's so unique. He's just got every tool in the box, man. He's a five-tool player, as the cliche goes. It's a great signing for the Rangers.
Listen, I'm a Chris Kreider fan. I love that he's having this great season. You look at the contract, though, Bryce. 7 years at $45.5 million. Did the Rangers go above and beyond here, or is this fair market value?
I think it's fair. I think had it gotten to seven or beyond, I think the Rangers probably would have said this isn't going to work out. But I think Chris met them in the middle, and that's what you do in a negotiation. If he really wanted to stay, he was going to decrease his price. That's what he did, and now he gets to stay where he wants.
Let's get to this car accident that came out of nowhere. Thank goodness Shesterkin, Buchnevich, all's good. They're going to be okay in the long term. Do you think that this car accident, though, maybe changed the plans of the Rangers, having the three netminders, losing the guy who's been this revelation so far this year? Brad, do you think they would have handled the trade deadline a little differently if this doesn't go down?
Not between the pipes. A couple of months ago, JJ, I thought for sure that maybe that they would trade Georgiev and just add another asset, a high draft pick to their arsenal. But he's been really good, and I just never thought that it would come to this, where there's a decent chance here, JJ, that Hank is going to get bought out when the season is over. And I just never thought it would end this way for Lundqvist in New York City. But Shesterkin has been so good. He's won 9 out of his first 10 NHL games, 7 in a row, .940 save percentage. He's the future and the present of this hockey team. So this is a bit of a blow, but I think they're fortunate in the sense that Georgiev is still around and he's going to start against the Islanders on Tuesday night.
We got the break, Brian Compton, NHL.com. It was a wild, chaotic 24 to 48 hours in the league when it comes to trades, moving and shaking, you name it. Let's get to Lundqvist. You mentioned the idea that he could be bought out here. Gut feel at this point, Brian, is he wearing a different uniform, or is Henrik Lundqvist next season going to call it a career?
I think he's going to play somewhere else. I think he's really still going to chase the dream of hoisting the cup before it's all said and done. Doesn't mean he's going to play 50 games somewhere next year, JJ. But I don't think he's ready to hang it up. I think he feels he still has some gas in the tank. Look, he's clearly not the same goalie from a few years back, and that's just life. I mean, he's going to be 38 next week. It's just the way it goes in sports and in life. But I think he's going to sign somewhere else if he gets bought out, which I foresee the way that this is headed. That looks like that's what's going to go down here.
B-Comp, I get it. Father Time is undefeated. That said,
yeah, right.
I mean, it's undefeated. I don't care who you are. Radio host, ball player, netminder, you find it. Musician, sooner or later, you're going to lose that battle. But Lundqvist a year ago was an all-star. So you're watching him night in and night out. You're getting a chance to survey the goaltending position around the league. Can Lundqvist still, in your mind, be a capable, solid goaltender?
I don't think he could be a number one anymore, but I think he can be in a situation kind of like what the Islanders had last year with Robin Leonard and Thomas Greiss. If he could play 40 games or 35 to 40 games, I think he can really help somebody. And I think somebody will take a chance on him. I don't think he's done, but, you know, and you're right. He was an all-star a year ago. I get it, but he's just not what we've seen from Hank over the course of his career.
Bri, this Ranger rebuild looks incredible. I mean, let's call it like it is. There are so many teams around New York sports who are salivating over what the Rangers have been able to do. But you see the likes of Kreider coming back. Panarin has given him this unbelievable year. I mean, as good as it gets, first year coming in and putting on that Rangers jersey. You think about Zibanejad and the year he has had. It looks like the piece is in place. A good farm system is there. Looks like they have answers in net. I think if you're a Ranger fan, you got to be thrilled with where this organization is headed.
And they land another first-round pick today, trading Brady Shea to Carolina, JJ. And they have so many young defensemen coming, and we're seeing Ryan Lindgren evolve right in front of our eyes. You know, losing the five and change cap hit off of Shea if they want to re-sign Tony Angelo, who's been really, really good for them. There's a lot more coming. It's a really fun time in New York, no question.
Funny you mentioned Brady Shea. I was stunned they got a first-round pick. Were you surprised?
I was, just because of the cap hit, like I was talking about. Brady has kind of regressed over the past couple of years. You know, a few years back under Elaine Mignot, he looked like he was going to be one of the best young defensemen in the NHL. And it just hasn't panned out under David Quinn. Who's to blame? Who knows? Things just happen, right? So, but good for Jeff Gordon to land a first-round pick for Brady Shea.
Okay, Brad, we'll get to the Islanders in a minute. But from a Rangers standpoint, they keep Chris Kreider. They're still within striking distance of their final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Now, it's still asking a whole lot. They're not going to have their hot netminder at least for 2 weeks here. Percentage-wise, you're a smart guy. I know you're a numbers guy every now and again. I like to pretend that I am, but sometimes that's a little above the Syracuse education. So, Brian, let's put a percentage at it right now. Where would you rank the Rangers from 0 to 100 as far as their chances of trying to get into the postseason?
Well, I'm not very bright, but thank you for the kind words anyway. I would probably put it at 40, JJ.
Higher than you would think, Brian. 40%, I think Ranger fans would sign for that.
Well, if Shesterkin isn't out for longer than a couple of weeks, if Georgiev can carry the load here, they have a nice homestand next week, which obviously helps. But once you have three or four teams in front of you for that wild card, it's three right now. It's tough, man. So we'll see how it goes. But Kreider staying here, I mean, that obviously helps their playoff push without a doubt.
Brian Compton over at NHL.com and our good buddy, our good pal Mike Carver would be very upset with me if I didn't get to the New York Islanders, who had a very interesting day of their own. They give up a heavy price for Pigot. We know they need goal scoring. Brian, your initial thought when the Islanders made this move?
I love this, JJ. I absolutely love it. They have hoarded draft picks year after year after year to the point where fans have been losing their minds. I know it's going to be rough now not having a first-round pick in this year's draft and giving up your second in this year's draft as well, and then your second next year with Andy Green. That was the price for the trade with the Devils. But Pajot comes in here. He plays in all situations. He arrives as their leading goal scorer with an NHL career-high 24 goals. Those third and fourth lines have produced nothing offensively. Derek Brassard has two goals in his left since December 17th. They needed a major upgrade, and they got one today. Good for Lou Lamoriello.
Bro, they had a big win over the weekend. They've been slumping, though, and they've been struggling to score goals. Watched the game a couple weeks ago in Vegas for Carver's event, and it was painful to watch. I mean, the crowd was great. The Islander fans were into it, but the Islanders couldn't put one in the net, for goodness sakes. Their playoff chances, they got in last year. A lot of things went right for them last year. Still in pretty good shape when it's all said and done. You expect the Islanders in the postseason?
I do. And I think the Green trade, JJ, to be honest, is every bit as huge as the Pageau trade. Because when Adam Pellick went down before their game against New Jersey on January 2nd, it just threw the whole back end in a wrench, man. It changed the whole balance. Green has provided that balance now. Nick Leddy, Ryan Pollock, those guys don't have to play 24 minutes a night anymore. Andy Green is an experienced veteran. I know he's 37, but he still has the wheels. He can chip in offensively. He blocks a ton of shots. And now you add Pageau to the mix, and hopefully Casey Cizikas is back in a week or two. Cal Clutterbuck is going to be at the morning skate tomorrow. He hasn't played since mid-December before Christmas. So all the pieces are falling into place here, JJ. I totally expect the Islanders to make the playoffs.
Brian, early in the day, there were rumors about Zach Parise, and I know a lot of eyes lit up around the tri-state area, former New Jersey Devil, ties to Lou Lamoriello, guy making a ton of money. Were you surprised that it wasn't able to, dare I say, work out, or just too many moving parts when you consider what Parise brings from a contract standpoint?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's more economics than anything else, AJ, and I wouldn't be surprised if Billy Guerin, the GM in Minnesota, who obviously has ties to Lou Lamoriello as well, if the two of them get back together at the draft table or over the course of the summer and revisit this. It sounds like Zach wants out of Minnesota. He's got a legacy here with the Islanders. His dad, J.B. Parise, scored that huge goal in 1975 against the Rangers in the playoffs. I think he really wants to be here. Andrew Ladd wants to play somewhere. Sounds like he was willing to waive his no-trade clause. That hasn't been confirmed by anybody, but it makes sense for both sides. It's just a matter of what other pieces would go to the Wild and can they make the contracts work.
All right, Brian, final one before you get you out of here. The Ranger fan right now is sipping all sorts of Kool-Aid, and I totally get it. I totally understand why. They're playing great hockey. They got the rebuild that's there. They got the young pieces in place. But then you get people jumping the gun. You know, I took a few calls yesterday, and I was, like, fighting Ranger fans off with the idea of trying to compare them to the St. Louis Blues. I'm like, Brian, I get it. It's a wide-open postseason format. But it's not that wide open with the way the Rangers have been playing defense. So I will ask you this question before we say goodbye.
Yeah,
the Islanders or Rangers, they both find their way into the postseason. Who would be the more live team? I don't think either one is winning a Stanley Cup this year, but who would have a better chance at this point to, dare I say, go and make some noise?
That's a great question. I think the Rangers would be dangerous just because they're playing with house money, JJ, but they don't have the goods as far as all the veterans that I think that the Islanders have, and especially adding Pageau and Andy Green. The Islanders have so much balance now, like we were talking about, 1-6 on the back end. If they get a healthy Cizikas back and Clutterbuck back and Anders Lee starts to score some goals, and hopefully Matt Barzal follows suit there as well. Teams that win in the playoffs, JJ, they're the ones that are deep down the middle. And the Islanders now, adding Pageau, are so deep down the middle with Barzal, Brock Nelson, Pageau, and Casey Cizikas. So if those four guys are healthy, and there's no more injuries on the back end. And Varlamov, it's a lot of ifs here, I get it. But if Varlamov plays the way that he's been playing over the past week to 10 days, the Islanders will be a pretty tough outcome playoff time.
B-Comp, unbelievable stuff, my friend. It's always a pleasure to have you on. We will chat, I'm sure, very, very soon down the road as we get ready for the postseason. We run through a couple of the brackets. I'll have you and my buddy Mike Carver here. We'll have some fun. We'll have a little party, you know, a little reunion, if you will. A long overdue.
I would love to do that, JJ. Thanks for having me, brother. All the best.
The best. Brian Compton over at NHL.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.